Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can it be a week already? Have I been gone from your lives for a week already? Oh, I'm sure I haven't. I bet you've been going into the audio archives of Radio St. Pete and listening to all those indie circuits of past, the days of yore. That's not true at all. Hey, this is the Indie Circuit Show 147. That means there was 146 of these before this. So if you're just finding us, wow, get on the trolley. My name's Mal. This is the show dedicated to bringing you jazz. Oh, wait, no, not jazz, other than jazz. We're trying to break it up a little bit, be a little bit out there, you know. Experimental, crazy, weird. I am those, ooh. So anyway, yes, this is all for crazy independent music that you probably would not hear anywhere else. But you should. So you should go out to Facebook. You should grab a paper and pencil so as I start playing music, you can write it down there. Their names, and then go out to Facebook and say, hey, I heard you on the Indie Circuit. And the bands would be all like, what's Indie Circuit? Who are you? Stop writing us. Aw, that's not how you get sales. You get sales by darn tootin' being your best. I said darn tootin'. I'm apparently from the 40s. So don't fall for any other ruses. It's 40s talk. That's not true at all. I'm a little disjointed. I better get my head on straight. As they say, as no one says. No one says that anymore. It's weird. Hey, I bet you're like, where's the music? Get to the, enough of the yakety-yak, Mal. Why don't you play some music? And I'll do that right now. Here it is, for your ears.
We didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Hollywood, LA, and Tinseltown. to the ground. People everywhere are dreaming of fame. A werewolf fever, it's all the same. Hollywood, LA, and Tinseltown. The city of angels burning to the ground.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! Come one, come all! See Evel Knievel, an exciting motion picture about the most fearless and fascinating performer of all time!
Yeah, a real nut.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, the story of a daredevil who wants to jump his motorcycle over the Grand Canyon!
It's a wonder he's still alive!
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, last of the gladiators, ride his bike into the air and over the fountains at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas!
You should only know what happened to him on the way down.
Evel Knievel, starring George Hamilton, Sue Lyon, and a great supporting cast.
Yeah, with lots of plaster.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, filmed in Metrocolor from the Fanfare Corporation, rated GP.
You're a lot of noise.
Go away, boy, you bother me.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I can make caps. Or a brooch, or pterodactyl.
That's how you start a show, ladies and gentlemen. That was The Young Werewolves. I played Evil Soul, Hollywood, and Hot Rod Burnin'. Then I had an Evel Knievel movie trailer. Wow. I met Evel Knievel a couple times. He used to go to there was a barber shop. It's closed now. It was right down the street from my house. I went there ever since I moved to Florida, you know, since like 94-ish. I'd go and get my hair cut, and and it was really cool because every now and then he would come in, and I never realized how tall he was. He was a even in his advanced years when he was kind of hunched over and had trouble walking, I was like, wow, this is a tall dude, you know? And he would regale everyone with stories of insanity, as I assume most of his stories were of insanity. So that's good for that. It's kind of cool. I always wanted him to, like, sign my mountain bike or something like that, you know, but I don't know. In Florida, you do see a lot of people, like, a lot of celebrities, you know? Not a lot. It's not like you're in Hollywood and they're just walking around everywhere. But, I mean, you know, a lot of wrestlers are down here, a lot of pro sports, you know, golfers and that kind of stuff make residence in Florida. So it's not out of the norm to see people, you know. I remember I worked at a restaurant and a bodybuilder came in and he was with Randy Macho Man Savage. And I was like, oh, man, yes. It was cool because he's like, oh, I'm going to let him pay for it, brother. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're awesome. He was an interesting fellow. Macho Man, after he died, he became like a caricature kind of himself. But I think after he died, a lot more people were like, oh, I kind of miss that kind of insanity in the world. Like, he just had the right, I don't want to say personality or the right, but, like, there was just something about him that even when he was maybe a jerk or maybe being arrogant or something like that, he still had, like, a likable personality. I really think that. I know there's feuds with other wrestlers, Hulk Hogan, who lived here for a lot of years. I mean, I guess they didn't like each other very much, but yet they were kind of in charge of each other's rise to fame. So, I don't know. Go figure. Also, if you like, I get the shilling over early this show. If you do like B-movies or craziness, first of all, there's another show on Radio St. Pete. Go to the audio archive section and you can find it. It's called Asian Cult Cinema. Me and a friend of mine, Dr. Morbius, who is quite the film buff, we watch very odd movies. It started out being Kung Fu Theater, but if you watch too many Kung Fu movies in a row, they kind of just blend into one big mush of Kung Fu, and you can't really talk about them anymore, and you kind of go cross-eyed a little bit. So we branched out and did Asian Cult Cinema. So look that up in Radio St. Pete's audio archives, Asian Cult Cinema, or Kung Fu Theater, same thing. Fun on a bun. Otherwise, you can go to bunchofdorks.com, and there you're going to find Slow Robot A Go-Go, which is our very long-running B-movie review podcast. And then there's a two-dimension podcast for comic book lovers, and then the bottom is Bunch of Dorks. Kind of like this show, but with a lot more cursing and anger.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Signs go know this by myself before we say goodnight and leave behind the love is fighting. I fit numbers really on my side. Whenever I want, it's just to warn you. What could I be? Turn the mumbles in my ears. before you shoot me down. And then a sense to set the ground. Some indications how this troubles me. Whenever I want, it's just too old. What could I be without you? 9725. Ain't it good to be alive? It's good to be alive. It's good to be alive.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
More prophetic than his prediction of space travel in Things to Come. More imaginative than his laser beams in War of the Worlds. More frightening than his warning of nuclear holocaust in The Time Machine. From H.G. Wells, history's most credible prophet, now comes his most incredible story, Empire of the Ants. The terrifying tale of civilization fighting for survival against armies of giant ants, 10 feet tall, who control the human population by drugging them into submission. And man, the master, becomes man, the slave. Joan Collins, Robert Lansing, H.G. Wells, Empire of the Ants, from American International Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Empire of the Ants, they shall inherit the Earth sooner than you think.
Where Westworld stopped, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Change the confusion of names and be better in myself. Do you be the one? You be the one for me. Yeah. Ooh, you like the sun. You like the sun. My precious heart, precious mind, precious love, and precious life.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
All right. And in my tradition of picking things I can't say, that was Purposity? Purposity. Purposity. I don't know. Vain in a World was the CD or the EP, and I played 02 space 9725. Then I played, I think it was just 9725. I think that was probably the track number. Oof, moving on. Then I played Eternal featuring Nordic Fire, and then I played Vain in a World. Then I played me trying to speak English. Not an easy task. I am at that. Ow. So sad. So yes, make sure you go check out Purposity, Purpacity. So help me out, please.
Kill Whitey!
No!
We'll be right back.
kill them.
Who? The women?
No, their husbands.
Next, we got here the coffin lids, and they're gonna teach you how to do the creepy crawl.
Do the creepy crawl. Do the creepy crawl. It's not hard at all. Do the creepy crawl. Come on. Do the creepy crawl. That screaming skull. Come on, do the creepy crawl.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Rock and Roll High School is an album and a movie. Vince Van Patten is crazy about PJ Souls, but she wants to live a rock and roll fantasy with her favorite group, the Ramones.
Yeah, yeah, she's the
one. The new principal tries to stop the music, but the kids rock and wreck the school. Rock and Roll High School, the school where the students rule. Your school could be next. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Rock and Roll High School, the school where the students rule. The new principal hates the students, but the kids take over and rock the roof off the school. Dig out the sounds of Paul McCartney and Wings. Fleetwood Mac, Devo, Nick Lowe, Chuck Berry, Top Rundgren, Vince Fabric, Velvet Underground, Brownsville Station, MC5, Eno, Paley Brothers, Eddie and the Hot Rod, Alice Cooper, and starring the Ramones! Rock and Roll High School! Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
If you're a football player and you love your sport, then you should go and see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Imagine making a touchdown in garter belt and stockings. Wouldn't the crowd go wild? Wouldn't your mother go wild? Wouldn't you go wild? See the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Hodges? We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
My girl.
wake up, time to die.
Holy ton of music, Batman. That was the Coffin Lids. The CD is Round Midnight, and I played, oh my god, I gotta get a list out of what I played. I played Frankenstein, like the hood of my truck. Then I played She's the Bomb, Creepy Crawl, Tonight You're Gonna Die in My Garage, and then I finished it off with Mad Party. That's a lot of music. I've had the Coffin Lids around for a long time. They let me use their music for that the public access show I did way back in a million, hundred million years ago. Okay, not that long ago, but long ago. So I've played them quite often. I have them in my truck. Every now and then I pop them in and give them a listen. They're good stuff, good people. They've always been nice to us. I'm trying to think what else. What's been going on? I never followed up. I made it through being Santa Claus. So I lived, and it was a rousing success by most accounts. It was interesting. I had never played Santa Claus. I've done lots of stuff in front of cameras and played other characters. I'm not a movie star, but I play one in my brain. But on the TV show and stuff like that, I was always acting and trying to be a big goof. But then they asked me to be Santa Claus, and I was like, oh yeah. I said yes right away, but then I was like, oof, I better do my homework. So I went online and did some research about the history of Santa Claus, and I watched videos about, like, you know, do's and don'ts. And then I went out and did the top 50 lists of toys that kids like, so I'd have some kind of knowledge on that kind of stuff. And then as I was going through some of the stuff and hamming it up a little bit, they were like, wow, you're way better than the usual Santa. And I guess normally they didn't do that kind of preparatory studies. Wow, language. Yeesh. So I guess I was stressing for nothing. Not stressing, but I always prepare like that. I always kind of figure if you're gonna do something, you know, put in the time and do it right, which is a old-fashioned way of doing things. I think most people just jump in and see how it goes, and I never was like that. I always did a ton of work as best as I could, and then act like it was nothing, you know? Like, trying to be all, like, oh, yeah, no, it was nothing. And I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was like a week and a half of studying nonstop to make sure I pulled this off. But whatever, I don't know. It's just the way I am. Hey, what am I going to play us out with? I haven't had any screaming Japanese gals yet this show, and we all know that's not going to fly. So here's some of that I just said.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. ものじゃない。
優しい生き物じゃない。